Welcome to Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, dive into a middle of a comic series to see if I can understand what the hell the comic's actually about. Today I'll be looking at Domino number 6, published by Marvel, written by Gail Simone, and art by David Baldion. The comic starts with a shot of the Painted Lady, a rather large riverboat on the Mississippi River, where a butler is arguing with a chef on how food is to be prepared. The butler then turns into some sort of monster and chases the chef off the boat. It seems like this part of the comic has no point to the rather main story. I don't know. It then cuts to West Kendall Baptist Hospital, where Inez and Diamondback are being wheeled in after being stabbed in some sort of fight. We then get a summary of how Domino's luck powers were compromised and how she traveled to Hong Kong to train under Shang-Chi. The fight was between Diamondback and Inez, or Outlaw, and that of Prototype and Topaz, the ones who messed with Domino's powers. While fighting Topaz, Domino finds out that Prototype, the only one Topaz ever loved, is dead after sustaining a mortal wound while fleeing from Outlaw. Topaz, Domino, and Prototype were all apparently a part of the same super soldier experiment and were thus born in the same lab. The fight between Domino and Topaz continues with Topaz disrupting Domino's powers until she remembers her lessons from Shang-Chi and is able to break Topaz's control through concentration. While Domino and Topaz are in the middle of their brawl, Outlaw and Diamondback come back into the picture and crash a jet into Topaz, pinning her underneath the rubble and debris. Against the wishes of Shang-Chi, Domino kills Topaz and breaks down for a moment, understanding that the only two people that knew of the lab and the torture she went through were gone. Domino, Outlaw, and Diamondback return to the Painted Lady, and that is where it ends. Once again, I seem to be coming in at the end of an arc. I do enjoy the art by Baldion, as I believe I have seen it before in the recent Spirits of Vengeance series. I will say it works wonders on monsters and creatures, but less so on normal people and facial reactions. It's sort of an uncanny valley feeling. But anyway, I can kind of understand the plot, but I'm missing more to it than usual. Before this, I had no idea who Domino was, honest. I will say, with the art and action, I do recommend this, but with what seems to be a touch of randomness and erratic Deus Ex Machina moments, such as the jet crashing, I can't say that I will be staying on myself.